Is that the song for Goofy? I'm going to need that. Good morning. My name is Herb, and I'm an alcoholic. And as I'm hearing it from the locals, mahalo, right? Thank you so much. What an honor and a privilege to be here in this international community. Thank you for doing a countdown. I'd never heard it done that way. And I was, well, look at you. One of the things I've noticed is the welcoming hospitality spirit of everybody. I'm from Los Angeles, and we barely look at one another. Without help, it is too much for us. Oh, I'm already getting emotional. Look at that. Well, because, I mean, that's been a resounding message from the beginning of the time together on Thursday, and I've watched it and I've experienced it in you. Just a resounding experience of helping one another, every place I've been and every place I've watched. I just need to get over myself right now. My daughters, I have two daughters, adult daughters, one in AA for 31 and one in Al-Anon for 31, and both of them ask me almost every day when we have a conversation, because we have a very good relationship thanks to this program, they ask me, so Dad, how's your one emotion? The man who helped me the most, and I may put this in chronological order, and then again I may not, I vowed not to come here prepared. And so I'm going to kind of let the Lord and the Spirit just guide me in terms of my comments, and it will be like a little carousel of images and shadows and pictures and lights and experiences and comments and my, you know, there's a saying, well, I'll come back to the daughters. Easily distracted. And they said, you know, it's wonderful, Dad, that you're doing what you're doing, but please, just remember, leave some work for God. Well, because my motto is really the 12-step motto. Many of you are not just in AA, you're in Al-Anon, or you're in one of the other very, very many robust 12-step fellowships. And one of the phrases we hear all the time is, easy does it. It's never been my motto, and I mean, it'll seep out perhaps, or flow out as I talk, but my motto is, heavy does it. All right? Yeah, yeah. I'm a pretty serious guy, and I try to lighten up, and that was one of the benefits of coming here. I had a struggle. I was invited, and I've been planning it, and so I decided to come Monday so that I would have a vacation and unplug from all of the activities. It's kind of a funny concept, a vacation from retirement. But my wife, who died 5 years ago after 52 years of marriage, you know, it was hard. She said to me, Herb, don't use the retirement word. It doesn't suit you. All right? Use a different R word, redirecting your energies. And that's the counsel I give to people who think they might want to retire from whatever it is they're doing for whatever reason is, make sure that you have an idea as to where you're